We are joined by the Premier on NR. Good afternoon, Premier. How's it going so far?
Hi, Abangile. Great. Thank you very much and good to be with you.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. Premier, in terms of the report or the statements that have been made by the Minister of Health, Zweli Mkhize, what are your comments on that?
Well, I mean, I didn't agree with his numbers and his statement on this province only. But I don't want to get into a fight as to whether, you know, these percentages are right or wrong or which provinces have got climbing. The real issue is that all provinces have got numbers going up. And quite frankly, let's worry about this province. And we are seeing an increase in numbers. And in actual fact, we must look at why and what we should be doing about it. So I think 2 weeks ago, we already noticed the first increase where we started seeing where they were and what was causing them. And it was very alarming for me to see mainly amongst young people. And that was when we increase in specifically the southern suburbs. You know, we do the tracking and tracing, the cross-referencing. And I saw that in sort of the 7 days previous to the last 7 days, we went from about 14% age 15 to 25 that were COVID positive in the tests, and that climbed more than double to 35% of young people. That was concerning. Obviously, young people are less at risk, but they then carry the virus and transfer it to older people or meet people that are more at risk. And of course, you know, the rest of the world is having this problem, specifically in the Northern Hemisphere, of a second wave. And you know, I think people are tired of doing the masks and the social distancing, but we can't stop that. We've got to make sure that we continue to manage this as we need to save the jobs. We need to grow the economy. We need to get into the recovery mode. And we all know what to do. I understand, you know, that people are getting tired of it, but it's got to become part of a new normal. We just have to make that. We just have to get that right. So that we can get our economy back up and running again.
Premier, that was the next question that I was going to go into, because I've seen that you have, as a province, made efforts to get through to people, to tell people that this is not over. And I think you're alluding to the fact that it may be COVID fatigue. Are you winning? If not, is there anything else that you can do to ensure that you do keep the borders open?
Yeah, I mean, today I had my opportunity to actually speak in the House about our recovery plan. And it is about making sure that we learn from, you know, what we got right. There's no doubt that this province had a world-class response. And, you know, it was citizens that played an amazing part. I mean, I don't know if you saw the report that was put out by some of the big data companies, Google, and they actually looked at mobile connectivity and movement. And across South Africa, definitely this province was the province that locked down and was the most responsible. But all of these things have consequences. And I think people are, there is fatigue, but, you know, we know what to do. We don't have to give up on that. And now we have to move to recovery. And recovery is, it's critical. We've lost thousands and thousands of jobs. In actual fact, you know, there was a projection at one stage of 321,000. We're estimating at the end of the year, when all said and done, we're probably going to be 150,000 jobs down. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to claw those jobs back, but we've got to do it safely, because the last thing in the world is a further lockdown. You know, we've also got to look at how we use our learnings, how we use the methodologies and the systems that we've put in place, and recognize for, you know, we really have put some great tools in place, and we know what to do, and we've improved on how we deal with things. I mean, the improvement of, in how we dealt with people with diabetes getting or becoming COVID positive, and then the death rate initially was 26% if you got into an ICU unit. We brought it down to 4.5%. I mean, that's a world best practice. You know, what our doctors and our medical specialists have come up with plans that really show that we're able to deal with this virus. But you know, we've got to make sure that we now put our focus on to recovery, and that's in our government. It's a tough choice. We've got less budgets to work with, but we've got to work on jobs and recovery of jobs. We've got to make sure that we continue to build a safe environment. And the last one is dignity, and that's about food to people who can't afford food or are not able to feed themselves because they've lost their jobs. Or loved ones that were the breadwinners, etc. We've got to make sure that we get the ECDs up and running again, so that especially women can get back out there to earn a living instead of being held captive because the ECD was not able to open. We've got to make sure that we tackle the food security issue. We get more food gardens. We've got to make sure that we put up more shelters for homeless people. That we really take on this fight on GBV. And I also want to take on a new fight now for TB. We know that in South Africa, more TB people have died, more people die of TB every year than have actually died of COVID-19 thus far. So what are we doing about that? And how do we refocus so that we use our learnings and let's focus on TB?
All right. Premier, an SMS from one of the listeners saying that I suggest they do a strong, solid, short message campaign that says no mask is equal to COVID, which is equal to no jobs. Simple, powerful, in Texas, around shopping centers and around housing areas.
Yep. Great idea. And I'll definitely, these are the things that we put into our weekly discussions with our communications team. We put a lot of resource into communication over the last 8 months. Maybe our messages inside our taxis are now stale and people are not listening, or at our transport interchanges. You see it all over the place, and I have people calling regularly. This is not happening there. This is not happening here. The best is where retailers or businesses are saying no entry, no mask, no entry. But then there's parts that is not manageable, and this is where we as citizens have got to take that response.
Yeah. Premier, thank you so very much for joining us on the show this afternoon. Premier Alan Binder, who is the Premier of the Western Cape.